Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 80. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 44. High temperatures reach up to 69. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 73.
Mid-America Network News. Topeka police report that two people have died following an incident in the Oakland neighborhood yesterday. Police arrived on the scene around 10:20 a.m. yesterday and found two unresponsive people. At this time, law enforcement does not suspect foul play in their deaths. The investigation is ongoing. A Manhattan credit union reported the loss of $25,000 when a pickup truck it had financed was sold before the original loan was paid off. The theft was reported around 11:30 yesterday at the K-State Credit Union. Riley County police officers filed a report of theft of property or services in connection with the case. K-State Credit Union was listed as the victim when it was reported that a known 34-year-old man was given a loan for a 2017 Ford truck, then sold the vehicle without paying off the loan. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
Law enforcement are investigating a suspect on multiple allegations. Just before 10 a.m. on April 19th, a sheriff's deputy patrolling in Scranton, Kansas, observed an individual known to have active warrants for his arrest. As deputies attempted to coordinate additional measures, the individual fled the area in a vehicle, resulting in a brief pursuit. The suspect later abandoned the vehicle and ran. A coordinated search was conducted involving multiple agencies. Approximately 11 a.m. Deputies located 42-year-old Tommy L. Marshall of Topeka and took him into custody without further incident. In the midst of Kansas' severe weather season, being prepared is key, but challenges in technology and location are creating a radar gap in haze that limits the data meteorologists can use. Some haze organizations are working to close that gap with a new radar. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A film that was set to take place regarding the life of Chief Standing Bear has officially been halted in the state of Nebraska after the production company allegedly failed to honor their contractual obligations with the Nebraska Department of Economic Development. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the announcement came after Nebraska State Auditor Mike Foley had sent the 45-page letter to the Department of Economic Development this week, saying the state had awarded $5 million in public funds to the, quote, I Am a Man Limited Liability Company. company to create the Chief Standing Bear biopic, where the organization was also set to receive an additional $5 million in matching funds from the TV station WWPS. According to the audit, Foley said the grant application from the IAAM contained an image showing a business account statement with the balance of more than $7 million, allegedly indicating that the matching funds had been secured. The company also received more than $2.5 million payments, broken up into 25 monthly payments of more than $67,000.
Truck Stop is the premier provider for all of your towing needs. Fifth wheels, gooseneck, and bumper pull hitches with brands like BMW, Drawtide, and Curt. We also sell and install brake controllers and airbags to lift your squatty rear end. Interest-free financing makes it a snap to get your boat, horse trailer, or camper safely down the road. For all of your hitch needs, stop by Truck Stop today at 427 North Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stop.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A presentation was made at the Marysville USD 364 school board meeting last week regarding options of joining the Big East League. No decisions were made. Athletic Director Derek Pretry indicated MHS would be a good fit enrollment-wise and would maintain current athletic programs, with exception of tennis, which only some Big East League schools offer. Among 11 schools, Holton is the largest in enrollment. Others are mostly 3A, including Hiawatha, Jeff West, Nemahal Central, Perry-Lecompton, Riley County, Rossville, Royal Valley, Sabetha, Silver Lake, and St. Mary's. Next cycle, Marysville will be a 2A school in competition, and Nemahal Central moves from 2A to 3A. The Bulldogs are one of three original schools in the North Central Kansas League, which now includes mostly 4A schools, including Abilene, Chapman, Clay Center, Concordia, Wamego, and Rock Creek. An arrest has been made after a fatality shooting in Beatrice Tuesday morning. Authorities were called to 9th and Summit Street, where police found a 37-year-old man, Joshua May, lying near the street shortly after 5:30 a.m. He was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital and died as a result of being shot Tuesday morning. 31-year-old Justice Sparnhouse is in custody after Lancaster County officers and U.S. Marshals arrested him Tuesday afternoon. He was tracked with a canine unit near Waverly and is being held on suspicion of second-degree murder and also reportedly has a pending criminal case against him for third-degree assault with bodily injury, assault by strangulation, and second-degree false imprisonment. He earlier pled not guilty and is awaiting a May pretrial hearing. The victim in this past week's murder, Joshua May, also faced a June sentencing after he pled no contest to misdemeanor drug possession charges. A bomb threat Wednesday morning in Beatrice forced evacuation of middle school students and staff. After investigation, authorities declared the district building safe and staff were allowed to return mid-morning. Washington County Veterans Memorial Airport was among 53 recipients statewide to receive funding for airport development projects. Washington County was awarded $1.2 million for one runway rehabilitation from among 105 applications received. City of Lynn is designing an oversized mural for the grain elevator. They recently revealed the design, which would include a Washington County creamery truck, a Holstein cow, American flag, and barnyard chickens. An artist is to arrive in August for the project. Monetary contributions to complete the work are being accepted at United Bank and Trust in Lynn, and in-kind contributions as well as volunteer help will be coordinated. Marshall County Historical Society will present a free program Sunday afternoon on strategies that can be helpful in passing personal heirlooms to family members or others. Extension agent Susie Latta will be the guest. Public is invited Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Beatty Community Center.
Have you ever wondered who gets Grandma's yellow pie plate, the family Bible, that cherished quilt? It might sound simple, but when it comes to passing down personal belongings, things can quickly become emotional and complicated. This is Susie Latta, your K-State Extension agent here in Marshall County, and I want to personally invite you to a program that can truly make a difference for your family. On Sunday, April 26th, I'll be presenting Who Gets Grandma's Yellow Pie Plate at the Beatty Community Center, hosted by the Marshall County Historical Society. This research-based program developed by the University of Minnesota helps families navigate passing down non-titled property, such as heirlooms, tools, and keepsakes, with less conflict. We'll explore why these items matter so much, how to talk openly with your family, and how to communicate your wishes before decisions are made in moments of stress or grief. You'll learn about practical tools, receive a workbook, and be presented with strategies that will help reduce conflict, promote fairness, and keep relationships strong. My goal is simple: to motivate you to ask questions, share stories, and start conversations that will protect both your memories and your family's harmony, and hopefully you will walk away ready to take action. Join me on Sunday, April 26th at 2 o'clock in the Beatty Community Center, and let's make sure that things that matter most are handled with care, clarity, and love.
Services were Tuesday for Anna Mae Davis, age 93, of Pawnee City, who passed away Sunday. Quarry Mortuary handled arrangements for Anna Davis. Shirley A. Johnson, age 86, of Pawnee City, passed away April 16th. Graveside service Friday at 2 at the Pawnee City Cemetery, with the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Shirley Johnson. Infant Whitley Stewart passed away April 17th. Infant son of Ty and Sierra Stewart. Funeral service to be held Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for infant Whitley Stewart. Nancy J. Hyman, age 85, passed away April 18th in Lynn. Private service to be held at Beloit, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Nancy Hyman.
Warmer weather is here and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive $50 off installation plus 2 months free. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Marshall County Emergency Management advising of several rail crossings closed. 6th Road at Herkimer is closed until Friday. 5th Road closed but will reopen today. 4th Road is closed and will remain closed several days. Private use crossings will be taken out each day and replaced each night. They're working toward Marysville. Again, rail crossings may be closed at 4th, 5th, and 6th Roads today, perhaps Friday, and 4th Road into the weekend. Chance of thunderstorms developing late this afternoon, early this evening, 60-85% chance. Developing in the 3-4 o'clock hour, moving across the region by 6-7 o'clock this evening. Large hail damaging winds possible, low chance for tornadoes or flooding. As a result, some events postponed. Track meet at Frankfort postponed until Friday. Marysville tennis postponed until Friday at 3. Valley Heights baseball and softball has been moved to Republic County. They'll play today at 4 o'clock. In the event of severe weather, tune KNDY on air, online, on our free mobile app for live continuing coverage.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today. Some storms may be severe, with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting up to 30. Some scattered showers are possible early tonight, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Some sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Saturday, sunny otherwise with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still a chance for some scattered showers throughout Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then scattered showers possible into Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Monday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. And some rain showers are possible throughout Monday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. And sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 66, record high on this date 94. The average low 42, the record low 25. Sunset this evening 8:12, sunrise in the morning at 6:39.
Yogi Berra once said you can observe a lot just by watching. It's never been more true than in nature during springtime. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 23rd, the 113th day of the year. It's believed that William Shakespeare was born on this day, and Coca-Cola introduced its ill-fated New Coke formula today in 1985. If you haven't noticed yet, take some time to observe the whirlwind of wildlife activity going on all around us. That's when the courtship and nest-building rituals are at their height for all kinds of creatures. The call of spring peepers rings from wetland areas, while the mating calls of songbirds echo at dawn. Monarch butterflies are following the blooming of milkweed plants on their northward migration. And newborn grazing animals are taking their first steps on unsteady legs. It's a glorious time of year to be a wildlife watcher, so don't miss it. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about animals and nature, check out almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the border war continues on between Kansas and Missouri, and as Kansas won, being able to bring over the Kansas City Chiefs to our side of the line, it may be more difficult to bring over the Kansas City Royals after the state legislature in the state of Missouri has announced that they could be issuing up to $900 million in bonds to build a new baseball stadium for the Kansas City Royals.
I think it could be that amount if that's what the teams are generating now, and I think if you look at the numbers, and there was an audit in 2023, the teams generate almost $60 million. And so if you take half of that, then it would be $30 million. And then times 30 years, it could be that number. I think those are good estimates that you're working with.
That audio from KSN News, where the bill that originally passed back in the summer of 2025 allowed the state of Missouri to issue bonds at up to half the cost of the construction project. And if the stadium costs $1.9 billion, they say the state could issue up to $950 million worth of bonds.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas City Chiefs fans say they're excited for finally having the 2026 NFL Draft officially on us, with Thursday being NFL Draft night and the Kansas City Chiefs giving a plan on what they may look like and what they may be looking for when it comes to choosing some of the next players to join the Chiefs for the upcoming football season. It is a big year for the Kansas City Chiefs, where they are coming in the first round sitting at number 9 and having a total of 9 selections in this year's draft, more than what we've seen since 2013 when they came in with that number 1 overall pick. In a statement from the general manager for the Kansas City Chiefs, Brett Veach, he did release a statement saying, quote, there's a lot of areas to improve on our roster on both sides of the football. I think it does open up that number nine pick to go in any one direction. Certainly, we'll see how the first five or six picks go. Then whether it's a defensive backfield, the offensive line, edge rusher, receiver, again, we need a lot of help in many of those areas. He went on to say they are optimistic about going into the 2026 and 27 NFL season. Mid-America Network Sports.
Chance of thunderstorms developing late this afternoon, early this evening. 60 to 85% chance developing in the 3-4 o'clock hour, moving across the region by 6-7 o'clock this evening. Large hail damaging winds possible. Low chance for tornadoes or flooding. As a result, some events postponed. Track meet at Frankfurt postponed until Friday. Marysville tennis postponed until Friday at 3. Valley Heights baseball and softball has been moved to Republic County. They'll play today at 4 o'clock.
Need a car for an out-of-town trip or just while yours gets fixed? Gunover Auto Sales in Marysville has awesome rental options, clean rides, great prices, and super friendly service. Whether it's a quick errand or a weekend getaway, they've got your wheels ready. Rentals available at Gunover Auto Sales in Marysville.
Your new home awaits. Inline Construction can help you design and then build that dream home on your site. Or lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville. Don't wait. Make today the day you call on Inline Construction for a quote at 562-5525 or inline.construction at yahoo.com.
Add various bearded iris to your garden for a long season of bloom. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These low-maintenance spring bloomers come in a variety of sizes and colors. The miniature dwarf varieties are the first to flower. As the spring progresses, so does the blooming sequence. The standard dwarf bearded iris are next to flower, followed by the intermediate, and finally the tall bearded iris. Repeat blooming iris will rest and then put on another flower show in late summer or fall. But don't limit yourself to these. The early blooming netted iris and summer blooming Louisiana and Japanese iris are just a few of the other irises that can extend your enjoyment throughout the spring and summer. Grow bearded iris in full sun and well-drained soil. Plant so the iris rhizome, that thick underground stem, is just below the soil surface. Planting too deep can result in root rot and poor flowering. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Thomas Jefferson called this man as pure a son of liberty as I have ever known. So who was the man who garnered such praise? I'll reveal the name of an American hero most people don't know on this edition of The American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
In 1776, Thaddeus Kosciuszko sailed from his native Poland to fight in the American Revolution. He is perhaps best known for designing the fortifications at Saratoga that provided an American victory that turned the tide of the war. So what was it that led Kosciuszko to travel to the colonies to fight in a war for people he did not even know upon his arrival?
We know that he's sympathetic to the cause of American freedom generally, and really for freedom for people all over the world. We know that he wants freedom for the serfs in Eastern Europe. He wants freedom for slaves in America, and political freedom for all.
Jay Hinesley is a supervisory park ranger at Independence National Historical Park. Having helped win the war for independence here, he traveled back to his home to fight for freedom there.
He leads an uprising against Russia. Even though his army is eventually defeated, he's basically a freedom fighter. And that's why he's sort of looked upon in Poland as being like the George Washington of his people.
Kosciuszko returned to the United States in 1797 to visit leaders such as Thomas Jefferson, who he had formed bonds with during his service in the Continental Army. The townhome where he stayed on that visit is today preserved as Thaddeus Kosciuszko National Memorial.
Thomas Jefferson actually called Thaddeus Kosciuszko as pure a son of liberty as I have ever known. Kosciuszko was willing to come over and fight for American independence. I think his story really inspires us to ask, how far would we go in defense of liberty? Not just our own liberty, but the liberty of all people.
Today you can visit the place where the hero stayed on his second visit to the United States, just a few blocks from Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell. Traveling the countryside in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a personal property auction with tractors, tools, collectibles, and household items for the Melvin Sedlacek family. Saturday, April 25th, sale begins 10 a.m. southeast of Marysville. Tractors and machinery sell at 1 o'clock, including an Oliver 1650 tractor with a 6-foot loader, McCormick Farmall H tractor with a 42-inch bucket, John Deere B tractor with a 7-foot sickle mower, 3-point rotary mower, 7-foot 3-point blade, drill, a lister, a harrow, boom sprayer, sickle mower, tools including a wood lathe, lathe tools, bandsaw, radial arm saw, table saw, and planer. A couple of chainsaws, step ladders, lawn and garden equipment, including a 24-horse, 42-inch rodding mower, push-type lawn mowers, a lawn cart, a couple of guns, a shotgun, a 22 rifle. Several collectibles include cring cans and a few crocs, plus household items, including a 16-foot refrigerator, three-piece queen-size bedroom set, chest of drawers, and miscellaneous. This personal property auction for the Melvin Sedlacek family Saturday begins at 10 a.m. at 1396 Limestone Road, a mile east of Marysville to 13th and a mile south to Limestone and a mile and three-quarter east. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
When a landowner creates a food plot, it's usually to feed wildlife through the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With a Green Browse food plot, you can feed wildlife all year long as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
A lot of people provide wildlife food and cover during the winter, but with a Green Browse food plot, you can feed wildlife during the growing season. Todd Bogenschutz is an upland game biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. He says Green Browse food plots are usually planted with a high protein mix of grass and perennial legumes.
We're talking about things like alfalfa, the clovers, winter wheat, forage oats, turnip, rape has become pretty popular, chicory. Those types of things, spring wheat, it's very attractive to them when you put it next to the appropriate habitat.
What and where you plant depends on the wildlife you're trying to attract. You can customize it for a particular species or lay out a smorgasbord. For example, if you're trying to keep geese in a wetland area, alfalfa and spring wheat are good choices, and deer and turkey will enjoy it too. An increase in wildlife traffic attracts predators, so it's advisable to have a buffer strip of shrubs and perennials for escape cover.
Bogenschut says the size of the plot needs to correspond with who comes to dinner.
A lot of times we'll work with landowners, and it's like, well, how much wildlife do you expect? If you don't have heavy use, then you can get by smaller. And if you've got an area with a lot of deer, a lot of waterfowl, then you probably need to think a little bigger. So we usually try to base it on what the landowner thinks his use of the area will be. But as a general rule, we say they probably shouldn't be smaller than maybe half an acre.
Maintenance is usually minimal. Some of the plants may need to be reseeded from year to year, and renovation may be necessary every 3 to 4 years if weeds or grasses take over. Learn more about food plots for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Maybe this year you're looking for a fresh start, a sense of connection, or a place where you can ask real questions about life and faith. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to be that place for you. This is Pastor David Thompson. At our church, you'll find people from all walks of life discovering hope, purpose, and community together. Join us every Sunday at 10:45 for worship or our men's breakfast on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m. at the Weaver Hotel in Waterville. Experience a community shaped by grace, open hearts, and the belief that no one should walk through life alone. Join us at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
The smallest creature in the Bible may be one of its best financial teachers. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. In Proverbs 6, Solomon says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise." The ant has no commander or overseer, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. The ant doesn't rely on luck or sudden windfalls. It simply gathers a little at a time, preparing today for what tomorrow will require. Financial wisdom often looks just like that. Steady, consistent faithfulness over time. Saving regularly, reducing debt, and planning ahead may not feel dramatic, but they're deeply biblical habits. The lesson of the ant is simple. Wise stewardship prepares for the season that's coming, not just the one we're living in. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
Chance of thunderstorms developing late this afternoon, early this evening. 60 to 85% chance developing in the 3-4 o'clock hour, moving across the region by 6-7 o'clock this evening. Large hail damaging winds possible. Low chance for tornadoes or flooding. As a result, some events postponed. Track meet at Frankfurt postponed until Friday. Marysville tennis postponed until Friday at 3. Valley Heights baseball and softball has been moved to Republic County. They'll play today at 4 o'clock.
Crop production with the end user in mind. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe. And if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farm commodity production methods typically are done with only the next link in the chain in mind. It might be a grain elevator or a cattle buyer or a produce distributor, for example. Organic farmer Rick Clark of Williamsport, Indiana, believes farmers should operate by thinking about the needs of the end user.
Because the consumer's going to drive this thing. I mean, they're the ones who are going to make the shift in the farming community to farm differently because they're going to demand a product that is safer for them.
Clark says farmers who focus on soil health and reducing chemical inputs like glyphosate can see a path to more profitability.
We haven't taken anything away from the farmer. We haven't forced them into a corner they don't want to be in. We are teaching them how to continue to use the product with the goal in mind of going to zero.
Clark says his farm and others like it prove the point.
We've got to get everyone over this sticker shock and educate them that we have to care about the human society and the health of the human society. And we can do this, but it's not going to just happen tomorrow. It's going to take some time.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. A major shift in how Kansas cattle producers track their bottom line officially began last week. USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service, or AMS, has launched the new National Feeder and Stocker Cattle Dashboard. This interactive tool is designed to move the industry away from static, text-heavy PDF reports and towards a dynamic visual experience. For the first time, producers can see real-time price movements and volume changes in a format that's built for quick decision-making during a busy sale day. The dashboard isn't just a fresh coat of paint. It's a data powerhouse. It pulls directly from livestock auction, video auction, and direct feeder cattle reports. What makes this a game changer for our local producers is the customization. You can now filter data by specific dates, sales types, and regions. Most importantly, you can drill down into specific classes and weight groups, specifically focusing on the 300 to 999 pound range that defines the heart of the Kansas feeder market. This launch marks the fourth major digital tool released by the AMS in their ongoing effort to modernize market news. By integrating historical data, the tool allows you to compare current auction prices against multi-year trends, helping you spot seasonal shifts before they hit your operation. New data is set to refresh every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. Central Time, with daily updates to follow. It's about transparency and giving the independent producer the same level of market intelligence that the big players have used for years. As of this week, these dashboards are officially replacing several legacy PDF summaries. Transitioning to this digital platform is a key part of the USDA's broader goal to make market information more user-friendly and accessible via mobile devices. Whether you're sitting in the stands at the sale barn or checking the markets from the truck, this tool puts the entire national cattle complex in the palm of your hand. To get started, just visit the My Market News website at mymarketnews.ams.usda.gov. From there, click onto the Dashboards tab to pull up the new interactive cattle tool. It's fully mobile-friendly for use at the sale barn.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration.
If you're expanding or replacing herd bulls, Leuenberger in Waterville has quality Sim Angus cross bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. With calving ease and strong growth characteristics, these yearlings warrant your attention. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today, 785-268-0647.
Hannah Klitz is a fifth-generation rancher and young entrepreneur in West Point, Nebraska, where she sells her family beef direct to consumers. Her advice to other young entrepreneurs today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
After raising commercial cattle and then attending the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and ending up in an entrepreneurship program, Hannah Klitz is glad to have found her niche in remaining involved in agriculture and cattle by selling beef directly to consumers from Oak Barn Beef.
My husband and I operate the business in West Point, Nebraska, which is my husband's hometown, and we have over 6,000 customers across the 50 states, and we recently added in a retail storefront here in West Point, too.
Klitz says that challenges have been having a consistent supply of beef, having enough around the holiday season, and managing inventory because ground beef has to be sold at the same time as high-quality steaks, and there is a lot more ground beef than there are steaks available. In addition, high commodity prices have led to shrinking margins for Klitz. The rewarding part of the business is when she hears how much people enjoy the beef, which complements her and her family line. In addition, Klitz does do some consulting for other young entrepreneurs who are starting their own business in the ag industry. And she says that negative self-talk can be a big detriment and speaks from personal experience.
I get in my own way a lot of the times too. So it's the feeling of like imposter syndrome or like I don't belong here or those kind of self-doubts that really do the most damage in my experience.
Another aspect of Oak Barn Beef is that it is family ran. Therefore, when it comes to working with family, Klitz advises having critical conversations and setting boundaries up front. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
The Plainsman Farm and Ranch Supply Store in Washington invites you to their grand opening April 24th with special offers all day, burgers and brats serving at 5:30 p.m. until they're out, live music from Jake Giles starting at 8, and enter any time from now until the 24th to win a $400 Monument Grill. Welcome Plainsman Farm and Home Ranch Supply to Washington April 24th.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Colton Tripp. When working cattle to turn out onto summer pastures, it is important to maintain proper protocols when it comes to vaccinations. K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff explains the importance of keeping medicine at the proper temperature from purchase to vaccination, highlighting that producers need to make sure that new needles are used to draw up vaccines, and lists key points to remember when at the working chute.
Vaccine care is critical. The quality control of today's manufacturing is second to none. It's absolutely amazing. The quality control from manufacturer through transportation until all the way to sale, that's very close guarded to make sure that we have proper temperature control. So I think one of the biggest issues that I see out in the field is temperature control from purchase to use in the pasture.
Tarpoff discusses the steps producers need to take to help prevent cross-contamination.
So needles. First and foremost, we talked about drawing up vaccines. We never put a dirty needle that's been in an animal back into any type of pharmaceutical bottle. We always want to put a new needle into that before we pull up anything in a vial. Syringes themselves, we need to be cautious to make sure that we keep them clean. So hot water kind of does the best. We don't use lubrication on those O-rings or anything anymore. We just replace the O-rings. So the manufacturer and the care of those products have changed over the years. So the individual single use, small syringes, those are not reusable. So cleaning those or trying to disinfect those really doesn't work. Those are a one-time use, and then they go in the trash.
He lists key points operators need to think of when working cattle.
So key reminders. Number one, contact your veterinarian. Prior to making any of those purchases, making sure this coincides with your herd health plan. So not only vaccines, but any other product use, whether it comes to deworming, if you're going to utilize anything like growth promotants, if you're going to utilize anything. I think it starts with the conversation with your veterinarian so you can track progress over the years and over time, and it coincides with what your ultimate goals are. And number two is quality care. Whatever product that you purchase, whatever you utilize, making sure you're following label directions for quality control, which if it's refrigerated, remember 35 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit, maintain that cold standard all the way through the process.
That was K-State Extension beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on the proper storage of medicine, describing the importance of eliminating cross-contamination when drawing up and delivering vaccinations and the steps producers need to keep in mind when working cattle. I'm Colton Tripp, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through Thursday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have mostly higher numbers across the board, and the wheat numbers have had nice gains throughout the entire day. For the seeds market, we have had back and forth action since the start of the day, and they are currently mixed across the board. And for the livestock, they kick the day off all in the red, but then they quickly turn things around, and both the cattle and the hogs are well into the green. In the corn market, May corn up half a cent at 454 and three quarters, and July up three quarters of a cent at 463 and a half. Kansas City wheat for May up 24 cents at 661 and three quarters, and July up 23 and three quarters at 673 and three quarters. In the oats market, May oats up four and a quarter at 320 and a half, and July up five and three quarters at 336 and three quarters. In the bean market, May beans down five and three quarters at 1158 and three quarters, and July also down five and three quarters at 1173 and three quarters. Soybean meal for May unchanged at 320.60, and July down a dime at 316.20. Soybean oil for May down 40 cents at 71.28. and July down 24 cents at 70.76. In the canola market, May canola up 7.20 at 728.30, and July up 7.10 at 742.10. In the cotton market, May cotton still in the green up 67 cents at $77 even, and July up 80 cents at 79.44. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for June up 26 cents at 98.68, and September up 23 cents at 98.40. The euro for June in the red down to $1.17, and September in the red as well, also at $1.17. The Japanese yen for June in the red at 62 cents, and September in the red as well at 63 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the red continues on. Stocks retreat from records as software shares slump, oil jumps, with the Dow Jones now down 387 points at 49,102, the S&P 500 down 53 points at 7,083, and the NASDAQ down 282 points at 24,374. We'll see how all these numbers finish up in the final hour of the day. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks headed into the lunch hour, little changed from the opening. The Dow Jones was off 17 points, while the NASDAQ composite was fractionally lower. The S&P was ahead by about a tenth of a percent and in record high territory. After taking an unexpected dive 2 weeks ago, initial claims for unemployment benefits jumped last week. 214,000 out-of-work Americans filed for state jobless benefits in the week ending April 18th, 6,000 more than in the previous week. Tesla is raking it in. The carmaker reported nearly $22.5 billion in first quarter revenue, up 16% from the first 3 months of 2025. Tesla also plans to spend $25 billion this year on AI and new production lines. And the war with Iran could cut into your toy budget. Makers of plush toys now say the cost of key materials like polyester and acrylic are headed higher. That soft teddy bear snuggled up in your baby's crib is made largely of petroleum. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Chance of thunderstorms developing late this afternoon, early this evening, 60 to 85% chance. Developing in the 3-4 o'clock hour, moving across the region by 6-7 o'clock this evening. Large hail damaging winds possible, low chance for tornadoes or flooding. As a result, some events postponed. Track meet at Frankfurt postponed until Friday. Marysville tennis postponed until Friday at 3. Valley Heights baseball and softball has been moved to Republic County. They'll play today at 4 o'clock. In the event of severe weather, tune KDY on air, online, on our free mobile app for live continuing coverage.